He has gone to a sinner's house as a guest. Yes, he truly has. And indeed, this sentence intended to be an insult of our Lord is indeed the highest praise on the lips of those who did not intend to praise him, for that is precisely why he came, to be a sinner's guest, that is, to be the guest of every mankind who is willing to see what Zacchaeus saw. In today's Gospel, it continues that same theme that we heard in yesterday's Gospel and is spattered throughout Holy Scripture, especially the New Testament, that in this man Christ, there are many who see something extraordinary, and often it is not the extraordinary miracles he worked, but it is his mere presence and the way he carries himself, the way he speaks, that draws souls to him. That was certainly in the case in yesterday's Gospel, in which the very voice of the Lord was recognized by the blind man as something extraordinary. Zacchaeus merely heard the stories of how this Christ carried himself and sought with every fiber of his being to seek him. And so we see that our Lord confronts ordinary men, and in confronting ordinary men gives them extraordinary hearts if they are willing to give up the pursuit of their worldly pleasures in order to pursue the divine pleasure, which is Christ. Indeed, we see very clearly that there were many who had the same experience, but like the Pharisees and scribes, or the Sadducees, who were either unwilling to give up the wealth that they had acquired, or a certain theological opinion like the denial of the resurrection, unwilling to give this up, were not swayed by the extraordinary manifestation of the mercy of God in the sacred humanity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we also see men like Matthew, a tax collector, like Zacchaeus and like others, who sat with sinners, and yet when he found the Christ, he was willing to do all the violence necessary in his life in order that he would never lose him again. We see very clearly that St. Peter loved the Lord very much, but he had certain opinions. In the end, he was willing to give those opinions up rather than to lose the one who came to teach not opinion, but truth. This is who Zacchaeus received into his house, and this is the same Christ we have received into the house of our soul in our baptism. And so, let us strive each and every moment of our lives to realize the great violence all Christians must do in order to keep Christ, because we too are to try to strive to manifest his presence to the world in everything, all our thoughts, all our words, all our deeds, and our actions. And so we know full well that in order to do this and in order to strive for this, we have a mission that will take the whole of our life. And indeed, at the end of our life, very few of us will have accomplished what we have set out to do. But the Lord looks at the heart and he looks at the effort, and he will reward accordingly. If the Pharisees and the scribes were willing to make the slightest effort on his part, he would have done the greater work to bring them to their senses, but they would not come to their senses, nor would Herod, who sought only to be in the presence of this most extraordinary man, in order to be entertained by him. But Christ did not come to entertain us. He came to save us. And to save us, he did the bulk of the work, that is, the sacrifice of his sacred humanity on the cross at Calvary. And he asked each and every member of the mystical body, that mystery that Zacchaeus came so well to know and to love, that mystery that Peter came to know and love so well, that mystery that St. Paul tells us of, to make up what was lacking in the suffering of Christ in my own flesh, that is, to manifest by mortification and striving every moment of our lives to acquire the dispositions of our Lord and Savior, both in body and soul, in order that we too may manifest him to Christ, so that all can come to see him, either through the miraculous seeing of the Baptist in the womb of his mother, or in this confrontation with Zacchaeus and others, that his mere presence was something different. He spoke like men, he worked like men, he walked like like men, he used his hands like men. He heard like men, he did all things like men, with one exception. There was no effect of original sin, and so all that he did, all that he said, he did in a most extraordinary way, and that would transform ordinary sinful men into men and women of extraordinary hearts, and so they would come to give their life for him who gave his life first for them, so that they may acquire that life that cannot be taken, that blessed vision of God in heaven for all eternity.